Good morning, my sincere, kind, beautiful, generous listeners of the Chit Chat podcast. Today, we are going to be discussing, should alcohol be illegal?
Grab a coffee and let's chit chat.
So, Emily, what are your thoughts?
I don't think it necessarily should be like illegal. Like, I don't think illegal is right, but it should be heavily taxed, and I'm pretty sure in most countries it is.
I agree with that, but I think a ban will just cause like that no one's gonna keep drinking. Like, there's just gonna be so much like black market, and this is seen during the prohibition times in the USA. They used to have, was it speakeasies? Was this like,
yep,
in the prohibition?
Speakeasies.
Yeah, they used to have speakeasies under restaurants or like, yeah, different places where people would serve alcohol illegally. And it didn't reduce any sort of alcohol drinking, because it's just like, it's a necessity in terms of how like addictive it is.
Oh, for sure. Like, people treat it now as a necessity. Like, people not drink even it so much that it kind of has become a necessity.
Not a necessity. Like, it's households. So ingrained with addictive culture. Like, for yeah, church.
No, but it has become alcohol, like a necessity.
Oh, congratulations. Let's pop some champagne. Oh, let's watch the game. Bring beer. It's so ingrained into culture, it's going to be very difficult to ban something like that. And I like that you mentioned speakeasies, because once you take something from the white market, quote unquote, to the black market, right, and you create a black market for it, it shares the same market as like drugs, heroin, things like that. So what's to say that this person who's now getting his alcohol from the black market will also like get harder substances? And speakeasies was one of the very like epicenters of the war on drugs. That's how it like slowly started, because speakeasies were already illegal, so might as well just sell drugs there, right? It's easier, yeah, to get hooked on things.
If there's a black market for it, or like a parallel market for it, then it would mean that the actual sales of the alcohol would be like unrecorded, right? And there would be like no tax revenue, so it would actually like damage the economy in a way as well. So not only would it not like it wouldn't stop or like deter the consumption of alcohol, but it would also be like a damage to the economy as well. Not damage, but it'll just lead to a lot of like unrecorded transactions.
Yeah, that's true. And instead now they would also not just not get tax revenue that they were getting before.
Yeah, exactly. And if you tax alcohol, like you can put a very high tax on alcohol, because it has such a price inelastic demand. Like, it's such an addictive thing in society now that you can put such a high tax on it, and it would give so much revenue that could be used on something that's beneficial. Like, okay, yeah, maybe they could spend it on like some rehab stuff, like, you know, like, because of course alcohol is very addictive, so it would lead to a lot of like rehabilitation centers needed. So that might be somewhere they could invest as well.
But the whole tax thing, at the same time, it's regressive. So mixed with the fact that it's addictive for most people, not most people, that was, I'm just saying random stuff, but also paired with the fact that it's addictive, some low-income people, they can't afford to pay the higher taxes, but they still do it anyway. Like, they would rather skimp out on other stuff and continue funding this.
Yeah, it's a big problem. I
Another
think,
thing with the higher taxes, like, it will still create a parallel market. If you tax it too much, there's going to be illegal and cheaper ways to find the same thing.
Yeah, true. But I guess you can also regulate the black market, right? Like, you can make...
What's the point of the black market? You can't regulate it.
No, you can get, like, police forces and regulatory bodies.
Enforce it.
Like,
or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. Enforce, like, a regulatory body that could, like, check up on the... make sure that there isn't any illegal activities.
You can do the same thing with the ban. So what's the point of the tax?
Dude, Emily, I think the whole point of a black market is that it's illegal.
Pardon?
I think the whole point of a black market is that it's illegal.
Emily's idea of a black market would have police, it would have a government, everything.
Just no, but I'm sure, like, no, like, there's like a, they'll have to regulate, like, make sure, like, they'll have bodies that make sure that there is no, like, to limit the black market as much as possible, you know. Like, of course, there's a black market everywhere. Like, there's a black market in Thailand for certain goods, right? But I'm sure, like, the police, or they should, at least they should be like checking up on it, you know, like making sure that it's
limited. So that's my point. If it creates a black market, then what's the point of the tax? Why not just ban it? Why? It would drive income inequality so much, because the rich people can enjoy this good whilst the poor people are kicking their ass getting it from the black market. Do you understand how much, like, wealth inequality that would create? Because the rich people get to enjoy this product whilst the poor people have to do something illegal to get it. It's literally like a poor tax.
The point is to reduce the amount of people drinking it. So whether that's,
I know, but that, rich, but yeah, I know that's the goal, to reduce the amount of people drinking it. But in doing so, what you've essentially done is reduce poor people drinking it, because rich people can still enjoy it. And you have to think from, like, a political point of view.
So that's, you're getting tax revenue from, you're getting,
you think
tax
poor revenue people from it, care?
And then on, like, and then on that tax revenue, you can spend on maybe like some.
Think about politics. Like, some, imagine being the politician that taxes alcohol. Like, how bad would that be for your reputation? And it's literally a
tax. We're talking about politics now, or the income inequality.
No, that's the thing. If it's a ban, then no one will enjoy it. But if it's a tax, it's income inequality. And that politician will literally be like serving the rich people, because only the rich people can enjoy this product now. Poor people can't get it. You're serving the rich. And poor people don't care about the tax. Like, they do care about tax revenue.
If they're so poor, they should, if there's income inequality, right? You should, the poor people should be spending their incomes or their welfare benefits or whatever the income they have. They should be, they shouldn't be spending it on alcohol, right? They should be spending it on sustaining their own, their own lifestyle, like by having food and water, and
that's
like
what I'm saying.
But it's a message. It's a message. Like, oh, you're poor, you can't have this.
The government can spend money.
You're talking about regressive tax. Like, if it's progressive, then it's still taxing. Like, if you do it based on income, it's taxing everyone. It's like equitable.
What might be more thing? Also, Emily, to address your point, it's the fact that low income people are more susceptible to relying on alcohol. That's what I'm saying. Like, and also, what they could do to make the tax more progressive is tax the more tax the super luxurious brands of alcohol a lot higher.
Yeah. Also, one of the things I think, guys, we can use.
I'll introduce you. Sorry, Anna, but I'm going to introduce you to the concept of a Veblen good, in the sense that if price increases, demand increases as well. And if you tax a Veblen good, demand will increase. You have the opposite effect.
We can use, to continue my point, we can use prohibition as evidence for a lot of the effects that an alcohol ban would have. And one of them was that prohibition actually indirectly caused many of the groups and like people to actually drink. Like, it actually caused a greater like range of age groups to drink, because like they wanted to drink because it was forbidden and like outlawed, and like it was just exciting for them. And this was actually like seen, like it actually caused a greater like,
yeah, if you're told not to do something, you'll do it. That's pretty much it. Yeah. Like, no, but okay, I have a question. So what I was trying to say, at least, was spend the tax revenue, and you can spend it on like educating those in income who are less wealthy, and they can like educate them about the damaging effects of alcohol, or even like educate them to the point where they get out of income inequality, right? Like, in the long term, at least. And then that way there's at least some deterrence of the consumption of alcohol as well. So my question is, how do you guys recommend to reduce the consumption of alcohol? Yeah, like, how do you guys, for those who are less wealthy?
Yeah, I'll answer your question. Like, alcohol is banned in convenience stores after 12 o'clock.
What difference does that make? After, like, I can just go around those times.
That is,
I remember.
Well, basically the ban, okay, this is, we'll get to the root of the motion. Why are we banning alcohol? Because it's a negative consumption externality. And that externality negative externality of consumption. And that only occurs due to like drink driving or violence or like bad behavior, right? And all of those things occur after 12 o'clock. So what if you cut the access to alcohol in convenience stores?
You can just buy the alcohol before those times and drink it after.
Of course,
like, I'm sure that's what most people do. Like those times don't make a difference. You can just go around them.
Yeah, but it has reduced. Like obviously, you can still get alcohol. It's not an alcohol ban, but it's reduced consumption. Same way how if 7-Eleven closed.
Not really, though.
Same way in lockdown, how 7-Eleven is closed after 8 o'clock. Like, it's reduced the consumption pretty much. And
no, but people like, okay, alcohol is such an addictive substance, right? Like for example, if I was going to have a party where people were drinking or whatever, right? Then I would obviously buy the alcohol before. Like there's, if you want it and if you need it, you'll buy it before the times, like for sure. Like it or before or after the times. Like I don't
what if you
the
want more
times in Thailand. Then you there's two time ranges in Thailand. I remember that. So you can go before or after. Like there's a lot of time where you can actually buy the alcohol. So it doesn't make much of a difference.
12 to 5.
4 a.m. or something. I don't know.
On the health side of things, I keep bringing it back to prohibition, but during the prohibition times, the health levels actually did see an improvement after alcohol ban, which like I guess is a a pro of the ban. And some people actually took advantage of the changes and they continued their alcohol-free lifestyle until they died. Like there was a lot fewer incidences of alcoholism, cirrhosis, I don't know how to pronounce this, but cirrhosis, and like fewer accidents, things like that, like health rates increased. And liver damage as well decreased. And another thing is crime rates did drop significantly, like domestic abuse, stealing, public intoxication, murder. Like it caused the rates of those things to decrease. And it also helped feminism to actually gain a stronger foothold in American society because it showed like that how many women were subjected to domestic abuse because of the heavy drinking by men.
Yeah, it's clear that alcohol like has bad effects, and if there's like the prohibition, for example, like you said, like of course it'll mean that it'll lead to like better health and less accidents, etc., etc. But the question we're talking about is like how, right? Like, and that's like a big question like to tackle, because of course to every solution that we might suggest, there'll always be like some disadvantage to it. Like
in general, I just don't think it would be effective because of how like I think we all have the same opinion there.
Just still on the previous question, doesn't matter how effective it is.
I think we should calls for us to establish why there should even be a need to reduce alcohol consumption.
Okay, yeah, so public intoxication, drinking and driving accidents. The number one, you know how much, I don't know what the 911 is called in the UK, but after England lost the game against Italy in the Euros, there was a lot of, calls to the police, like, oh, my husband or my dad is super drunk and I don't feel safe anymore. Like, that happens when you're drinking. Drinking and a good time, that's always fun, that doesn't tend to be such a problem, but drinking at a bad time can bring out really bad emotions.
No, but another problem with alcohol, even if it's like it's for a good time, it's largely like known as a gateway drug as well. So that means like it can lead to using and abusing harder or more harmful drugs. Like for example, like 55.3% of high school seniors all under the legal drinking age have used alcohol in like 2018 or 2019, I can't remember. So like the alcohol is like, it has harmful effects on like children, teenagers, on their problem solving, memory, etc., right? But the problem with alcohol is as well is that it's so addictive, or like it's known to be so addictive. So it can, and it could lead you to using other types of drugs like marijuana or tobacco or whatever.
I've never known a person that's only drank once.
That's an odd statement.
Yeah, you're saying it's addictive. Either you've never drank alcohol or you drink it often. But I don't know anyone who's drank it only once.
Yeah. Okay. And
it speaks to the addictive nature of alcohol.
I can think of a person. It's addictive. I won't say the name, but I can think of a person.
Okay, Anna, you build different. I don't know many people that have drank once. Happy?
Yeah.
I agree with the fact that it's a gateway drug, but that's the thing with alcoholism. If you ban it, then it's going to be in a black market. And from the way of it's going, it's like, oh, there's a chance. It will definitely become a gateway drug because it's already in the black market. You've already like risked it. And the people selling alcohol
probably
start
that.
Selling like harder substances.
If they want to, okay, let's say not make it illegal, but let's say like tax it, like I said before. I think if they did that, there would be a lot of the tax revenue that's raised from this would probably be needed to be used on the regulatory body for the black market. But the problem with the black market is that it's so like secretive, right? Like it's legal, right? Like it's not a market that most people, like an average person would be able to find, right? So it'd be a bit of a problem to regulate it as well.
And I like that you talked about that. And I like to bring it back to the point you were saying about the high tax of alcohol. Like, and I made the point, oh, it's basically like a poor tax. And in that sense, you're saying the benefit, the number one benefit would be the high tax revenue. But that high tax revenue will be eventually redirected to patrolling the black market. And this actually happened in the prohibition that like, the patrolling and the regulation of the black market, it actually became economically unbeneficial to ban alcohol because
the impact cost so much money
and enforcement costs, things like that. So it's kind of like you get tax revenue, but you have to regulate the black market in a sense.
Yeah, and that's like a lot to do, like because if you make it such a high tax, it would be. Like you for alcohol, you would need it to be such a high tax, right? Because it's like price inelastic of demand, right? So if you tax it so much, it would probably lead to such a big black market. So that's a big problem. Yeah,
I think you also have to weigh the thing that what is the priority of the government in this, like in the situation of the alcohol market? Is it to actually just reduce the thing or to gain financially from it, you know?
Yeah, the purpose of it. I think education might go a long way.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I think educating people about the effects of alcohol and even like education in general, just to like help people get out of like income inequality, like be out of absolute poverty, right? Like that would go a long way in just helping people in general. And like a government should be focused on doing that as well, right? So I think education could be helpful in deterring the consumption of alcohol.
But I don't know if it has. Also like, helping think about it in our sense, like in PSHE, they tell us, "Oh, don't drink." Like, it's not.
Okay,
that.
We got some different PSHE lessons.
Smoking things like that. Like in general, we know the trend. Like we learn about it, and then people still do it.
You know? No, but yeah. For example, I know someone that I told them about the effects of some drug or some and then they decided to at least use it less, you know, like sometimes maybe it's not best coming from like a teacher. It's best coming from someone who cares for you, you know, like.
Or I close to you. Like, okay, I think it's better if it's not someone in authority or like above, like older than you or something that, like it's like your parent or a teacher. It should be someone like peers your own age.
Yeah, but drinking's cool and people are going to want to do cool things when they're young.
I think it's just a whole like, rebellious thing, you know, it's like you can't do it so people do it.
It's also just more of like a fun thing, like it's also just like kids like follow what other kids do, like
it's fun. No one at our age should be drinking their sorrows.
Yeah, that's why there's the legal drinking age as well, right? Like to deter people from
drinking their sorrows.
Yeah, I just heard that.
Emily. Sorry, what were you saying?
Just want to say none of us just drank because we're under the age, so
yeah,
we'll keep you updated
because we know the negative externalities of alcohol. Yeah,
because I don't want to go to jail.
Yeah,
and my mom doesn't like it, and I wanted to make my mom happy. Happy mom.
Oh, mom is happy.
So, what have we learned today?
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah. That speakeasies are cool. Well, nowadays.
Can I just say I have no idea what speakeasy is?
Well, it's like
underground bar.
It's an underground bar that's like, it looks really cool. And she got like, it's like very like,
have you seen The Great Gatsby?
Oh, yes, I have.
Yes, we have.
That.
And it's very like antique, cool, like nice lighting and like
antique, bro. That was like in the time that was probably like state of the art, newest technology.
Yeah, that's what I'm okay. Antique, you know, my house literally like that.
No way,
your house is you live in a speakeasy. I'm gonna wrap this up. Anna, can you wrap it up before we get so out of hand?
Thanks guys for listening, and we will see you in a chit chat.